You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
And back here at Kessler Field at halftime, Monmouth trailing, Brian, 14-3. The team's finishing up their preparations, readying for the third quarter. Quick look at first half stats, a group of numbers that are dominated by the Bulldogs. They outgained Monmouth in the opening half, 249 to 121 total yards. Mike Westerhouse was 13 of 20 throwing the football for 167 yards with a touchdown. Jordan Brown, 12 carries, 84 yards and a score. For MU, Kyle Frazier was 10 out of 19 for 65 yards. He also led the way on the ground, 5 carries for 21 yards, 3 Hawks with 2 catches. Lamar Davenport, Tristan Robertson, Julian Hayes, while Chad Ward led the way for Bryant with 4 grabs for 56 yards. The Bulldogs scored with 9:03 to go in the first quarter, an 8-play, 67-yard drive. MU then got a field goal from Eric Spillane, capping a 9-play, 57-yard drive before Bryant got on top at the end of the second quarter on a 19-yard pass from Westerhouse to Harris, 14-3, capping a 12-play, 84-yard drive.
Second half about set to get up and going. Monmouth will have to give the ball back to Bryant. Lucas Santangelo on to kick off. Jordan Brown awaiting the kick back deep. And we are up and running here in the third quarter. Pretty good kick. We'll send Jordan Brown three quarters of the way back into the end zone. He will take a knee and the ball will come out for a touchback. From the 20-yard line, Brian will have it first down and 10. Again, the Bulldogs leading this one by a score of 14-3.
Matt, MU in need of some electricity, some energy here in the second half. And they need to get something going positively. Again, trailing by 11, 14-3 in front of a near-capacity homecoming crowd.
Westerhouse going to work. We'll start it off with an I formation. Split wide receiver set as Harris will motion across the formation from left to right. Westerhouse wants to throw. In trouble. Lets it fly. Looking for Harris on the far sideline. Knocked down and incomplete. Much better coverage that time from Reggie Hildebrandt Jr., second and 10.
Looked as though that time, Matt, more press coverage on the outside, less zone look. I like that. Let your players D up the opposing receivers, and that time Hildebrandt did well, was right step for step with the receiver.
Well, starting in the defensive backfield here to begin, Joe Johnson and Reggie Hildebrandt, the corners, Pat Gray and Andrew Sutton, up over the top playing the safety spot. Westerhouse going to go back to work under center. And we'll hand it off to Jordan Brown. Stretch play off the right side. Dropped in the backfield. Brad Harris, the 6'3", 270-pound senior, making the stop. 2-yard loss. It brings up third and 12.
And now you mentioned the shuffling secondary. Now, because of players that are on the field, the nickelback is going to be number 9, Jameson Zacharias, who has to come into the game. Shifting Johnson back into more of a safety look. They're going to drop Sutton down almost to act as a third linebacker hybrid safety position closer to the line of scrimmage. I haven't seen this alignment yet.
Louch and Rodriguez will operate as the two linebackers. Four-man front. Here comes Sullivan off the end. Westerhouse has time. Stepping up in the pocket. Then gets bumped back down and dropped. There is a flag that has come out. Pat O'Hara, the man who will get credited with the sack. He bumped his offensive lineman that was blocking him right back into Westerhouse, who tumbled and took a spot. And it will bring up a fourth down and a punting situation.
You just cause trouble everywhere you and the gang go.
Not me.
Can't bring the Harmons anywhere.
Well, at least I can keep an eye on them from where they're at right now. Here's Dom Kozlowski on to punt. Elijah Phillips looks like his day may be done as Jameson Zacharias is back getting sent to return the kick. This is going to bounce. Not a good kick. It will trickle out right around midfield where Monmouth will have it first and 10. So here you go. I mean, it's kind of been set up for you right now. Monmouth has the wind in this third quarter. They've got great field position to start their opening possession of the second half. This, to me, is a spot you've got to put 7 on the board.
Exactly. Come out, start flying on offense, get some fluidity going, and be efficient. Stay ahead of the chains. Look to exploit your playmakers. You don't know what's going to happen in the fourth quarter going into the win. As the day gets later, it could pick up. This is the next 13 or so minutes where they need to get a couple of scores. It starts right here.
Frazier will keep two backs in the backfield wanting to throw. Four out in the pattern, lets it fly. Roberts across the middle will make the catch down inside the 35-yard line. Get down inside the 30, tackled at the 29, 21-yard hookup for Monmouth. First down.
It all starts up front. Kyle had time to throw a clean pocket. He stepped up, able to vertically find Tristan. Deep dig route right inside the 30. Now, let's get moving.
It's Asante and Pandorf in the backfield. Tight end off to the right side. Asante will get the carry. He's got a hole off the left side. Down inside the 15, inside the 10. Spins his way down inside the 5-yard line and rambles his way inside the 3. Stopped at the 2. First and goal coming up for Monmouth.
Two plays, there you go. It's that quickly things can happen as MU now has it at a first and goal inside the 2.
Asante and Pandorf will set themselves as an I formation with Frazier pushing Tristan Roberts out as the wide man. Tight ends either side. Frazier checks the defense. Gives to Asante off the right side, stacked up behind the line of scrimmage. All the way to the 4-yard line, a 2-yard loss. Good interior pressure that time by the Bulldogs. Credit Jordan Kelly closing the play down. And big number 98, Terrell Brown, second and goal now from the 4.
And now it's important for Monmouth, Matt, not to have to get to third and goal. You got to score here because then you run into, oh, well, what do we do? It's on the 2. You can't run it. Bryant running players off quickly here.
Frazier again with an eye set off the right side. Frazier will keep it. Zone read. He's going to walk into the end zone for a Monmouth touchdown. Hawks on the board finally with 6. Long time coming on this homecoming day and an extra point away from pulling it within 4. It is 14-9 now in favor of MU. Kyle Frazier with a 4-yard touchdown run.
He really rode the running back on the mesh point far, really a yard maybe later than he normally would. He pulled it back out, able to walk into the end zone. I think it's because the fake was sold so well.
On for the extra point is Eric Spillane, who is a near perfect 21 out of 22 so far on the season. Peterson the holder, the long snapper is Evan Ruane. This to cut the score to 14-10. Kick is up right into the filming area and good. Great scoring drive for Monmouth. Quick and efficient. The pass and the run factored in. 14-10 the score in favor of Bryant. Kyle Frazier with a touchdown run. We step out for 30 seconds. 12 minutes and 17 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Back with more Hawk football right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Just take it.
So Monmouth able to punch in their opening drive here of the second half. Kyle Frazier with a touchdown run. Hawks with a big scoring drive to cut the score to 14-10 in favor of Bryant. Lucas Santangelo on to kick off. Resulted in a touchback a few minutes ago to begin this third quarter, and I would think that should be the plan. Take advantage of the win when you can. Don't allow Jordan Brown to return one out. The scoring drive for Monmouth, 4 plays, 50 yards in a minute and 27 seconds. 14-10 is the score. Santangelo spots it right at the X mark in the middle of the field from the 35-yard line. Booms this one high and deep. Brown will let it go over his head and out on the back of the end zone for a touchback. And it will come out to the 25-yard line where Bryant will have it first down and 10.
Now on this change of possession, we'd like to remind you today's broadcast brought to you in part by our friends at the Penalty Box Cafe at the Jersey Coast Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale. With laser tag and arcade and more, it's a great place for birthday parties or special and corporate events. Check out their website, jerseycoastarena.com.
Mike Westerhouse, who has played very well today, 13 of 21, 176 yards, but has been sacked 3 times. Brings the offense back on, up under center, tight ends either way. Play action fake, Westerhouse wants screen set up to the left, doesn't have it, will tuck it and run, and then get taken down to the 29-yard line from Jeremy Rodriguez. I'll say this, if Brian a couple of times today looking to set the screen game up, it hasn't worked. Monmouth certainly knows when that play is coming.
Yeah, that's something they've been able to diagnose. But I'm impressed that Bryant, Matt, on these couple of busted screens, is disciplined enough offensively to not have a man downfield. It's so common. When a screen doesn't work, the linemen release anyway. So, yeah, MU's getting pressure and they're diagnosing it. But Bryant's not turning it over and panicking when that happens.
Wood wide receiver set. Harris near side on to the left. Up top to the right, Chad Ward. Westerhouse throws in the flat. He's got the fullback Johnson who will run it out of bounds. He will have a first down out to the BU 40-yard line. Aloma Johnson, the 5'9 senior fullback from Franklin, Massachusetts. We've called his name a couple of times here today. Came in with just three catches, and Johnson already with four on the afternoon.
I just don't get how a receiver can run across the field and two linebackers and a safety are so far out of position every single time.
Again, a split wide receiver set. Tight end off to the left this time. Westerhouse didn't have the pattern open, so he'll throw it out of bounds. And it will set up second and 10.
A couple of times now we've seen on the outside Hildebrandt Jr. tightening that coverage. He's going to have to because the other side of the field looks as though it's Joe Johnson's game. Hey, I was one of the guys calling for Joe to get more playing time, and now we'll see what he can do on that side. Matt, I would like Hildebrandt Jr., however, to shadow Jordan Harris. Don't let Johnson have to match up on him.
Well, that is exactly what just happened. Hildebrandt will play Harris, who will now motion from left to right. Reggie will go with him. Here's the gift to Jordan Brown. In trouble in the backfield and will get dropped for a loss with a flag coming out pretty quick after the ball was snapped as well. 1 yard loss. It would be third and 11 without the penalty. It is a hold against Bryant. This is one of the question marks about do you take the down or take the yardage?
A good question. Not sure exactly how it's going to go either, because what do you want? You want the yards? You want the down? And I think at this point, 14-10 under 11 to go. Coach is going to take the yards. I might want to take the down. You want the ball sooner with the wind at your back, but either way, you can't go wrong.
So with the penalty, the ball back to the 30-yard line sets up a second down and 20. 10:50 and running here in the third quarter. 14-10, Bryant. Offset eye formation shaded to the left. Wide receivers either side. Here's Brown again. Draw play up the middle. He's got yardage. He'll get 10, maybe 11, now 12 out over the 40 to the 42-yard line. A gain of 12. It'll bring up a third down and 8.
Well, and there you go. It's like it never happened because Jordan Brown's able to pick up chunks of yards and move forward at a reasonable third down, at least more reasonable than it could have been. And now with the way Westerhouse has been throwing the football and how open their receivers have been, it's manageable.
Nickel coverage here for Monmouth. Four wide receiver set to either way for Westerhouse. He looks off to his right, wants to throw to his right, has a man open who will make the first down reception. It is Chad Ward into Monmouth territory at the Hawk 46-yard line. Ward has been a thorn in the side of Monmouth, now five catches on the afternoon.
Well, that's the player that we said. Who's going to be the third guy in their offense? You got Brown, you got Harris, and Ward has stepped up in this contest. He came into the game, I believe, with only 9 grabs, so he's already closing in on that number just in this game. Good-looking young player.
Just a freshman, 6'3", 185. Checks out here in favor of Tyreek DeShields. It'll be the backup running back getting it this time, Michael Perry off the right side, and Perry dropped in the backfield. Good pressure that time. Louch and Masick involved on the tackle. Loss of one brings up a second and 11.
Got to get the momentum from that score on your side defensively. We talked about it in pregame. The two different units, offense and defense, playing kind of unified together, feeding off each other. Defense gets a stop here. You can get back on that schedule.
Tight end now coming off to the left side of the formation. That's Ryan Barrett. Wide receivers either way for Westerhouse. He wanting to throw the ball a lot today. In trouble. Will let it fly, but then find a man wide open. It is Harris who will outrun the coverage and get into the end zone for a touchdown. Wow, I'll tell you what. I think that was a busted play that Jordan Harris just made an unbelievable adjustment to a football that was intended for the tight end Barrett, and Harris kept running the pattern, went across the field, caught it, and then scores a touchdown.
I'll tell you what, Jordan Harris is a great player. We knew it coming in. He had over 700 yards receiving. He had the big touchdown catch in the first half, and here this time flashing the wheels and silencing the homecoming crowd.
Good snap, good hold. The extra point is up, and that is good. Bryant 21, Monmouth 10. We step out for 30 seconds. Remind you that you're listening to Hawk football right here on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Monmouth University would like to thank today's Homecoming Parade VIP vehicle sponsor, BMW of Freehold, the fastest-growing BMW dealer in New Jersey. Visit their website at bmwoffreehold.com.
Every touchdown hurts, but that one even more so with that scoring drive by Bryant. They have opened up a 21-10 advantage on Monmouth. And I would love to see the replay, because I'm telling you, that intended wide receiver was the tight end Barrett. The ball sailed on him, and all of a sudden Jordan Harris is there. And I think Monmouth kind of got lulled to sleep in the back a little bit. Once they saw the ball in the air, they figure, all right, the tight end is the intended target, and there's no way he's catching it. And then Harris, 2 seconds later, is in the end zone celebrating.
But that's the two sides of it. Harris didn't quit on the play, and he gets rewarded for the touchdown. MU did. They got burned.
Ball here will bounce at the 10-yard line and go out of bounds off the kickoff from Kozlowski. And that's tough because now, again, Monmouth, two scores down.
Against Bryant, first and 10 at the 35.
Monmouth will take the option of grabbing the penalty and advancing the ball to the 35-yard line, where it will be first and 10. So the injury problems back for MU a little bit here on the defensive side of the ball. Elijah Phillips' day is done. We thought that might be a possibility at the outset. He's got the ice back on the shoulder. Mitchell Pollard not in uniform anymore either. So Monmouth down even more so in that defensive secondary. First and 10 here for the Hawk offense. It is KB Asante to get the carry. Second consecutive set of downs we've seen Asante on the field. Julian Hayes is in uniform and still lingering around the offensive coaches, but it doesn't happen very often that Asante gets back-to-back series.
Julian was ineffective when he was in the game, and he just couldn't seem to break free, and KB's been a little better today.
KB gets it here, running off the left side, stacked up at the 39-yard line for a gain of one. Monmouth coming up with a third down and six with 8 minutes remaining in this third quarter. Last thing MU wants to do here is go three and out. Three and out and put that defense right back on the field.
That Bryant scoring drive, Matt, to give him a 21-10 lead. Seven plays, 75 yards, taking 3:30 off the clock. Count it, 47 yards, the official number, Westerhaus to Harris.
Big third and six, Monmouth from the middle of the field. They go across the field for Sterling, who will make the catch and get just enough for the first down. Out over the 45 to the 46-yard line. Chains will move, and MU has it first and 10.
I like the matchup that the Hawks receivers have on these Bryant corners, and I know that they've played well, including Woodson, who we've referenced a few times, but let's let Neil Sterling get into the flow of this game. I'd force feed him a little bit here.
Trips up top to the left. Frazier looking to his right. Asante can't hang on to it. And that will go out of bounds. Coverage put on by Sam Sammons, the redshirt sophomore linebacker from Cypress Creek, Texas. A lot of different states represented on the Bryant roster. Bulldogs with a nationally acclaimed business program and a highly educational type school. So they get a lot of different people. Sterling has the pass broken up. It will, I think, be pass interference as a flag came out.
It's either going to be pass interference or holding. The receiver might have grabbed and got a hold of Neal's jersey. It'll depend what the call is, where the ball spotted. It'll definitely be a defensive penalty here. And you mentioned it as we hear the pass interference call. Bryant, a tremendous educational institution. And players from all over go to the absolute stunning campus in Smithfield. I'll tell you, you could make the argument that this matchup today is between the two schools with the prettiest campuses in the NEC.
Well, I would agree with that. Picturesque day here at the Jersey Shore. High stack formation off the left side. Asante going to take it right. Now bounce back to the left. Good second effort spin forward over the 35 to the 34-yard line and gain five. It'll bring up a second and five with 7 minutes remaining in the third.
And that's that kind of different gear that Asante gives you that Hayes may not necessarily, the ability to accelerate after first contact. Julian is a big bruising back. KB's just a little shiftier.
Asante going to get it again up the middle. Spin forward to the 29-yard line and be right at the first down marker. Referee says it is a first down. So Monmouth now offensively seeming to find their way a little bit more, but always having to play from behind in the last couple of weeks is not easy for any offense.
It adds the pressure that you don't need, and you have no room for error when you play from behind. Now, part of that's their own doing with turnovers and penalties, but part of it's been the collapse, you could say, that the defense has played with.
First down and 10 from the 29-yard line of Bryant. Split wide receiver set. Frazier gets it. Wants Sterling to the near sideline. And he will make the catch inside the 25 to about the 23 for a gain of six. And it will leave Monmouth with a second down and just about four coming up.
Still waiting for that breakout game this year from Sterling. He was slowed in the preseason with an injury. You just want him to get that 14-catch, 150-yard day, and it's coming. I know it is. He's getting a little more comfortable each week.
Tight ends either side. Shovel pass inside for McLafferty, who's got some room in front. Take it down to the 16, maybe the 15-yard line. That's going to be a first down for Monmouth. First time today that we've seen that play, and it goes to Mike McLafferty, who's been quiet so far this afternoon. And you will have it first and 10 from the Bryant 16-yard line.
And they're doing a good job moving the chains, Matt. A nice sustained drive, balanced through the air and on the ground, but the clock not their friend now. It ticks down under six. They need to score and then get it back in a hurry.
Still in the third quarter, 21-10 in favor of Bryant. Frazier going to pitch it to Asante, and he's going to pitch it to Sumlin. Reverse setup. Sumlin inside the 10, gets to the 9, 7-yard pickup. Good play, called at the right time. Sumlin has scored on that already this season. And it will bring up second down and 3 for MU.
Yeah, the only time we reference offensive linemen is on penalties or things that you notice. And Sumlin had a head of steam. It looked as though Brandon Maxwell was just a step slow getting out in front of the play. And that was the only reason that Sumlin was tackled. Otherwise, he would have walked in.
From the 9-yard line, it's Asante on the carry. Cuts back against the grain. KB down inside the 5. Bounces forward. Touchdown, Monmouth. Great effort from KB Asante. Scoring from 9 yards out, and the Hawks have made it a one-possession game again, 21-16 with the extra point upcoming. Second rushing touchdown of the year for Asante.
Good job now, Matt, by Monmouth getting back in the game, answering Bryant's score with one of their own. Now the back and forth continues. The defense will need a hold to get it back. It looks as though the offense has figured things out now in this second half, sustaining drives and ending them with touchdowns.
Spillane to make it a four-point game. Good snap, good hold, good kick. Monmouth has pulled to within 7. Bryant 21, MU 17. We're back in 30 seconds with more Monmouth football on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Today's broadcast brought to you in part by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center. Locations in Toms River, Manchester, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. All of their physical therapists are former high school and college level athletes, and they know what it takes to get your injured athlete of any level back in the game. AtlanticPTCenter.com.
Back and forth we go here in this one, 21-17 in favor of, thank you, in favor of, I didn't know it would be that easy, in favor of Monmouth. As Monmouth cuts into the Bryant lead in favor of Bryant, I should say, 21-17 right now, the score on the third quarter. Good thing the camera's not on it sometimes up here in the box.
Face the field, please.
Lucas Santangelo on to kickoff. He's done a great job here in the third quarter so far of putting the ball in the end zone. We'll drive this one high. This could be returnable for Brown, who will instead take a knee midway back in the Monmouth outlined end zone. That scoring drive for MU, 10 plays, 65 yards. Asante on a 9-yard touchdown run took up 3 minutes and 55 seconds of the clock. It has made it a game again, 21-17. And guess who's under pressure again? That is the Monmouth defense back on the field.
A unit that was so good and so successful early, embattled of late. You can kind of wipe the slate clean, however, if you're able to get a stop here, give the ball back to your offense. Again, they've seemingly figured out, Brian, here in the second half.
Westerhouse back to work, wanting to throw, dumps it in the flat. It's the fullback Johnson to make the catch out to the 30-yard line for a 5-yard pickup. Next week, MU on the road. They will play out in Pittsburgh, a 12 o'clock kickoff in their matchup against Duquesne. And then back-to-back home games to start November. Central Connecticut State on the 3rd of November. St. Francis, Pennsylvania in the league's TV game on the 10th. And the season winds down back out in Pennsylvania at Robert Morris on the 17th of November. Second and 5 here. Westerhouse play actions. Whoa, that's got to be some kind of hole, doesn't it? I guess not. No flag comes out. Monmouth had Chris Luma get basically mugged. His jersey's halfway off. The pass was complete out to the Bryan 47-yard line where the Bulldogs come through with a 17-yard hookup to Jordan Harris. And now a first and 10.
When it happens right in front of the lead official, the referee, you think it's going to get called. I mean, that was coming directly at him, and because of the no-call, big first down play for Bryant. Again, we don't harp on the officials, but that was the obvious one.
Split wide receiver set to Shields near sideline to the left. Harris up top to the right. He will motion across the formation. They'll fake it to Harris. They'll pitch it to Brown around the right side. And Brown slowed down as he runs into the Bryant sideline. Maybe picked up a yard out to the 48-yard line. That'll bring up a second and 9.
You really can't allow points here if you're Monmouth as you continue this comeback from down a couple of scores. You need to continue to stay ahead of things and look to get a stop. Ideally, and we said it off air to each other, they're just in need of a big play, a turnover, a sack, a fumble, just something to energize the crowd that is kind of lulled back down now as Bryant moves the ball near midfield.
Second and 9 coming up. Slot receiver combo off the left side. Westerhouse wanting to throw. Dumps it in the flat. Catch is made by Chad Ward. And the freshman gets close to the first down marker. Ball will be spotted in Monmouth territory at the 46. It will bring up a third down and short. And you know what? I'll say this about the Bryant offense. And you referenced it in the first half, partner. There's nothing fancy really about it. I mean, they're one of the lone teams anymore that go I formation, that have a tight end in the game every play, that use a fullback out of the flat. There's nothing real fancy about it, but today at least, Brian has been pretty efficient.
Yeah, they don't do anything fancy. It's like watching football in the 80s right now, the way they play. That's Marty Fine. He's not a fancy man.
Third down and 1. Westerhouse under center, straight eye look. On the stretch play, Jordan Brown will get it. Looking for the first down, stacked up at the line, not going to have it. And this is going to be an interesting decision for that man you just mentioned, Marty Fine, former linebacker from Union College, led Bryant to 2 Division II playoff appearances, was the Coach of the Year in 2007 before the transition into Division I football. They've stopped the clock here for a second, I think for a measurement, but I think it's a little short. 2:06 to go in the third quarter, 21-17 Bryant.
I think they actually gave Bryant a tremendous spot. I didn't think it was that close to the first down marker at all. It should be short by about half the length of the football.
That's about right. That's about right. It is fourth down, but fourth down in a spot where you would think about going for it.
Yeah, you think about going for it. If you line up with the punt team, you're going to think about faking it. But why wouldn't Bryant go for it with a running back the caliber of Jordan Brown in the backfield? And you said it, they play mainly power, big offensive sets as their base set anyway.
Well, they've brought the offense back onto the field. Now you can do one of two things here. Quick snap and go for it, or long count and hope maybe you draw Monmouth offside with a change in cadence by Westerhouse. Fourth down and a half a yard. And the play stopped here for a second. They have to reset the ball.
Calling for a reset of the play clock, but it was at 19.
Westerhouse under center, straight eye formation. Harris will motion. Play action. They're going to put it up in the air. Under pressure is Westerhout. Steps up in the pocket. Going to run for the first down and have it. Oh, boy. Hard luck for Monmouth as they had Westerhout in the backfield. Could not grab him and pull him down. And instead, a little improvised play off the right side for the junior quarterback. Gets to the 40-yard line and picks up a Bryant first down.
I don't know what I'm more shocked at. The fact that he was able to elude the rush and get the first down, or that they actually called a play action pass. I would have put all the money on running play there, but he's able to keep his feet and pick up the necessary yardage.
Bryant on fourth down goes for it, and they get it. They've done so 12 out of 20 times now this season. Play action for Westerhout, wanting to throw, looking in the direction of the man DeShield, who will make the catch in front of Joe Johnson at the 21-yard line. That will go as a 23-yard pickup, and Bryant knocking on the door again here. They'll have it first down and one with a minute 12 to go in the third quarter, and BU already up 21-17.
And this is the possession that the Hawks defense needed to make a stand and make a play, responding to the offense's score, and Bryant has come all the way downfield. A couple third down conversions, a fourth down conversion, and they're knocking on the door of the red zone now.
Offset I formation, slanted this down to the right. Aloma Johnson is that fullback. Westerhout doesn't like what he sees and will take a timeout with 49 seconds to go in the third quarter. We'll step out as well. Bryant leads Monmouth 21-17. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
I'd like to remind everyone that this year's Monmouth Sports Hall of Fame dinner is Friday, November 2nd at 6:30 in historic Wilson Hall on campus here at MU. The class, which was recently announced and available now on GoMUHawks.com, will be honored at halftime of the Hawks football game the next day, Saturday, November 3rd against Central Connecticut State, the next time the Hawks are home. To attend the dinner, contact the MU Alumni Association at 732-571-3507.
Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti back here on the Shore Sports Network, your broadcast crew for all Monmouth football games. Westerhout wanting to throw on first and 10, goes to the far sideline, and that catch is made by Tariq DeShields, who will haul it in front of Joe Johnson. Close to a 10-yard pickup. It's going to be enough for a first down. Down to the 11.
And as much as I think the future is very bright for Joe Johnson, Bryant's made a decision here. They're going to pound the football, and when they look to go to the air, they are singling out number 28 and going right at him. They know he's a freshman. It's not that anyone doesn't understand that, and they are attacking the young player.
Learning on the fly a little bit. Phillips and Pollard both out with injuries. 20 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Straight eye package this time. And it will be Jordan Brown. Little delay play off the right side. And Brown will pound his way down to the 5-yard line. 6-yard pickup. That's going to take us to the end of the third quarter. Will we start the fourth right after this? Bryant, 5 yards away from another score. They lead it after three, 21-7. We're back with more MU football after the 60-second timeout. You're listening to the Hawks on the Shore Sports Network.